Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient. The number three, thethirdingredient.com. Dr. Brett Clay is here. Brett is the founder and the CEO of Change Leadership Group. He's the author of Selling Change, 101 Secrets for Growing Sales by Leading Change. Brett, how do we find you online?
ChangeLeadershipGroup.com.
All right, so check it out, and you can find his book there and all of his writings. Hey, Brett, we're talking about leading change. We're talking about the power of diversity. We're not talking political correctness, folks. We're talking about, if you think about it, I don't know about you, Brett, but I love nature programs. I record all the planet Earth and Blue Planet and all the different – I watch them all the time because, you can't watch the news anymore, so I watch all these nature programs. And what you learn – and I've been a student of nature and wildlife all my life. What you learn is the way animals – survive is they find their niche. They find their little place in the canopy, in the triple canopy jungle, and they thrive there. But that's their view of the world, is that little niche. And you're the CEO. You've got the big picture niche that you got to look at all the niches, but you need help seeing inside those little layers. And that's where getting input from the diverse members of your team who see the world, see your company from those niches. You need to know what's going on there, don't you?
It's interesting you say that. I always say that as a manager and executive, I feel like when I go to work, I'm dealing with all these people. It's kind of like going to the zoo. Everybody just is so different.
A whole bunch of monkeys, too.
It's just that people really are so different in the way they think. And so I wanted to mention another obstacle, though, to being able to embrace all that difference.
Yep.
And that is that our brains are hardwired, pretty much, to tell us that we're always right. And so whenever, for example, if you see someone doing a heinous act, we wonder, like, how could that person live with themselves? Well, the answer is their brain is telling them what they did is correct.
Mm-hmm.
We can never be wrong. And so that's probably your biggest blockage in growing as a person and as a business is you having to be correct. Your brain is always telling you, I'm not wrong.
PhDs have a word for that, have a term for that, don't you?
Yeah, cognitive dissonance.
Yeah. Say it again.
Cognitive dissonance.
Tell us
so
what it is.
The idea is that if I'm thinking about something, let's say, should I use like the current thing for an example from current events? I'm going to say that the election is our election system is broken. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to take that as my theory, mm-hmm. but then there may be data out there that says no, there was a camera on in the auditorium showing mm-hmm. all these people the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
You can go back and review the tape. There was nothing going on. So that's going to then create a dissonance between what I believe and what I'm seeing.
Right.
So I have to resolve that, and I'm going to say, well, the camera was broken because the camera's not true because what I'm seeing is true. And I keep convincing myself,
come
up with all kinds of ways
yep.
to convince myself that my theory is the true theory.
And this impacts us heavily when we're hiring people. One of my best stories for this, when I started college, I grew up where you didn't have long hair. People didn't, you got haircuts. You didn't have long stringy hair back in those days. And this is before all the long hair. And I went to college and there was a guy there that had long hair and it was ugly. I hated it. And I decided I wasn't going to like him. Well, over the next 2 years, he became my best friend with the long hair because I got to know him. So my whole paradigm of hair completely changed. My cognitive dissonance about hair changed because this guy's still my friend after all these years.
So how did you get past that? How did you decide? Well,
I just got to know him. We just kept bumping into each other. And the more, we were in school together. We were in classes together, so I couldn't avoid him, basically. So my point is, I just never have forgotten that. And so whenever you're hiring people, you talked earlier in the previous segment about hiring people that are like you. You know, you want to do that. That's an extension of the cognitive dissonance, right? And so if somebody comes in that you know you don't like, I hired a person one time who had a nose ring. I don't like nose rings. You know what I mean? But I hired
That's
her.
A perfect example.
I hired her anyway. And
yeah.
You know what I mean? I went against myself because anyway. Go ahead.
So I was going to say, when you say that person with the nose ring or the long hair is not going to be a good employee, they're not going to have good ideas.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing that cognitive dissonance. I'm not saying you're doing it, but if one does it, if we do it,
you can.
And the thing is, so our brain is telling us we're right, they're wrong, and oftentimes that's not true. And so our brain is basically misleading us. And I teach in a business school. Business school is all about making better decisions.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things we teach is how to avoid our brains misleading us, leading us away from what's best for us and our business. So we have to overcome
cognitive dissonance is something we all have to fight, Brett. We all have to fight this, folks. So think about that. Get out of your comfort zone. Create more diversity in your organization, and it's not about political correctness. Brett, give us a website quickly, Brett.
ChangeLeadershipGroup.com.
All right. Hey, thanks, Brett, for being here. Good job. Come back soon. We'll see you next
time. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.